Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast number 136. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and yes, if you will, to motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are, to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. And so our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God, that is the Bible today, is Luke chapter 6, verse 13, which reads, "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture from David Guzik's commentaries on the Bible. He shares with us the disciples and the apostles, for that matter, belonged to Jesus. Disciples never belong to any man. They only belong to Jesus. They are his disciples. A disciple was a learner, a student, but in the first century, a student did not simply study a subject. He followed a teacher. There is an element of personal attachment in disciple that is lacking in the student. From among the group of his followers, the larger group of disciples, he picked 12 to be apostles. What is an apostle? The idea behind the ancient Greek word for apostle is ambassador. It describes someone who represents another and has a message from their sender. Jesus was an apostle in this sense, according to Hebrews 3:1. Why did Jesus choose 12 apostles? Because this is the foundation of the new chosen people. And as Israel had 12 tribes, Jesus would have 12 apostles. Our soul-winning quote today is from David Livingstone, the missionary. He said, "If a commission by an earthly king is considered an honor, how can a commission by a heavenly king be considered a sacrifice?" Beloved, our soul-winning devotional is part one of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism from Robert E. Coleman. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Master Plan of Evangelism. It is available on our site for just $35. Men were his method. It all started by Jesus calling a few men to follow him. This revealed immediately the direction his evangelistic strategy would take. His concern was not with programs to reach the multitudes, but with men whom the multitudes would follow. Remarkable as it may seem, Jesus started to gather these men before he ever organized an evangelistic campaign or even preached a sermon in public. Men were to be his method of winning the world to God. The initial objective of Jesus' plan was to enlist men who could bear witness to his life and carry on his work after he returned to the Father. John and Andrew were the first to be invited. As Jesus left the scene of the great revival of the Baptists at Bethany, beyond the Jordan, Andrew in turn brought his brother Peter. The next day, Jesus found Philip on his way to Galilee, and Philip found Nathanael. There is no evidence of haste in the selection of these disciples. Just determination. James, the brother of John, is not mentioned as one of the group until the four fishermen are recalled several months later by the Sea of Galilee. Shortly afterward, Matthew is called to follow the Master as Jesus passed through Capernaum. The particulars surrounding the call of the other disciples are not recorded in the Gospels, but it is believed that they all occurred in the first year of the Lord's ministry. As one might expect, these early efforts of soul winning had little or no immediate effect upon the religious life of his day. But that did not matter greatly, for as it turned out, these few early converts of the Lord were destined to become the leaders of his church that was to go with the gospel to the whole world, and from the standpoint of his ultimate purpose, the significance of their lives would be felt throughout eternity. That's the only thing that counts. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will look at men willing to learn. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be like the disciples and be willing to learn from you how to catch men. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire. God bless you.